the main evening news on Highland Radio at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the Foreign Affairs Minister has called on the UK to stop making threats about unilateral action on the Northern Ireland Protocol.
You can't negotiate with the EU on the basis of threatening them.
The Taoiseach has met with party leaders in Northern Ireland today to try and resolve issues in forming an executive there. Residents in Letterkenny are being called upon to take part in the final public consultation on the 2040 Letterkenny Regeneration Strategy.
These are big, big projects for the town that will absolutely transform Letterkenny.
And a local councillor says water quality concerns at Ladies Bay and Buncrana must be addressed.
There is a poor reading from the EPA report of the water quality.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more. Oisín Kelly will be here at 5:15 with the latest in sport. And we'll also have Nuacht Os Gaeilge le Colm Fearter as well. To this evening's main stories, and the Foreign Affairs Minister has said the UK cannot continue to threaten the EU in Brexit talks. Simon Coveney was speaking after discussions regarding the Northern Ireland Protocol with British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. Simon Coveney says it's the EU who have now shown far more willingness to compromise.
You can't negotiate with the EU on the basis of threatening them and saying that if you don't give us what we want, we're going to pass legislation that sets aside international law to take what we want. And that is effectively the message that we continue to get from the British government. They're basically saying we want to have our own legislation in the House of Commons in parallel with a negotiation with the European Commission.
DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has described his meeting with the Taoiseach today as useful. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was in the North for meetings with all main political parties there today. He's urged them to work together to form an executive government. Micheál Martin also discussed the British government's plans to legislate for amnesty for Troubles-era killings. After meeting all parties in Belfast today, the Taoiseach says he believes a resolution to the current impasse can be found.
Clearly, there are issues around certain goods moving from GB to Northern Ireland, but in our view, the European Union, through the proposals of Maros Sefcovic last October, really created a foundation upon which could be built upon to bring a resolution to many of those issues.
Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill says the Taoiseach's presence today was welcomed.
We're now talking about $420 million that can't be spent on the public right now. We can't put into people's pockets to deal with the cost of living crisis because we do not have an executive. So that's not acceptable, and I just want to speak about all of that with the Taoiseach, particularly given the week that's been in it where the British government have announced their intention to override parts of the protocol. I think it's important that he's here to assert his role as co-guarantor, and I think it's really, really important that he listens to all the parties. I mean, there are parties here that want to be in the government together. There are parties that want to be in the executive. But unfortunately, the DUP, sponsored by the British government, are holding back all of that progress.
Donegal County Council has opened the public consultation on the Letterkenny 2040 Regeneration Strategy, which sets out detailed design concepts for 11 key regeneration sites and initiatives across the town centre. This is the third and final phase of consultation and will run until June the 6th, with plans available to view at letterkenny2040.com. The Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Mayor, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, says it's important that the public gets involved in this process.
It's important that we get as wide an audience as possible and we get as much public opinion as possible. This is the third consultation on the 2040 regeneration plan. And, you know, it's a huge thing for the town. This is funded by the URDF and partly funded by Donegal County Council also. These are big, big projects for the town that will absolutely transform Letterkenny. So it's important that people look at what's planned, and it's now at a more developed stage of the process, and there's more detail there. So it's a chance for people to look again at these projects and to give their opinion, and it's really important that they do. So I would encourage as many people as possible to get involved.
On May 31st, which is Tuesday week, people can go to Dillon's Hotel, meet the design team, have discussions, view the plans in detail, and that could be one way of people to make sure they get that personal touch.
Yeah, that has been done in the previous consultations as well. People do engage with that, and that's an attractive option for people to go in and actually talk to the people involved and to give their ideas and to see exactly what is planned. And I'm sure that option will be successful again.
Donegal has once again secured 14 blue flags for its beaches and marinas, the same as last year and the joint highest number in the country, along with Kerry. Blue flags were awarded to beaches at Bundoran, Carrickfinn, Coldaff, Downings, Fintra, Killyhooey, Marble Hill, Merva, Narran, Port Salon, Rosnola and Struve, as well as to the marinas in Greencastle and Rathmullen. There were also four Green Coast Awards confirmed for Donegal at Dewey Beach, Maharoroti Beach, Drumnatinny and Ballyheernan. The Coastal Awards manager with Antoshka, Ian Diamond, says the record number of blue flag beaches nationwide demonstrates water quality in Ireland is improving due to the efforts of local authorities such as Donegal County Council.
It's a record equaling number in terms of the beaches at 85. And then the 10 marinas also bring the record total number to 95. It sort of speaks to the improving situation in relation to water quality. And it was highlighted last week with the publication of the EPA's bathing water report. Water quality is improving at bathing sites around the country, and it is down to the management by local authorities.
However, an Inish Own councillor claims that a blue flag which was lost in Lisfannan some years ago has not been regained as problems with sewage in the area remain. Buncrana-based councillor Rena Donaghy says she's anxious that this is resolved, as well as issues in the nearby Ladies Bay, which saw the beach on the shorefront given a water quality rating of poor in the latest EPA report on bathing water quality. In the case of Lisfannan, councillor Doherty says the answer to that problem is clear.
We need to solve this problem, and for us to be able to regain the flag again, we need a main sewer from Fawn to Buncrana, and that's what I've been asking for. And until that is done, we will have the problems that we have. And in Buncrana as well, we had a problem with the EPA results there recently about Ladies Bay. There is a poor reading from the EPA's report of the water quality.
As you've said, there has been discussion about the recent EPA finding that the water quality in Ladies Bay was poor. Now, you were making a very clear distinction between the water quality in the bay itself and the actual state of the beach.
That beach is absolutely, and on most times, pristine. Our work, our volunteers, the Tidy Town volunteers, would go out. Some of them go out at 6 in the morning, some of them go out at 7 in the morning to clean that beach. That beach is cleaned daily. And I would honestly have to say that that beach is not the dirtiest in Ireland, but possibly the cleanest in Ireland.
Last year, the quality of the water was found to be sufficient. This year, it's gone down a grade. The council and Irish Water are going to want to do something to address that as quickly as they can.
Yeah, we're waiting on an underground tank to be installed at Westbrook Bridge, because when we have heavy rain, the overflow of raw sewage goes directly into the river. This summer now, we are getting that long-awaited underground tank, and that will definitely be a help, together with sewer from the Cock Hill area right into Buncrana. That's all been renewed as well.
That was Councillor Rena Donaghy speaking with Donald Kavanagh. Emergency services attended a collision in Fawn this afternoon between two vehicles. Gardaí say the accident occurred at approximately 10 past 12 this afternoon. One of the occupants of the vehicles had to be treated by an ambulance at the crash site for their injuries, and Gardaí say inquiries into the collision are ongoing. A ninth arrest has been made by police in Derry investigating a Republican parade in the city in April. A 22-year-old man was arrested under the Terrorism Act following a search of a house in the Craigan area earlier today. The parade by dissident Republicans took place on Easter Monday. Police were attacked with petrol bombs and masonry at the city cemetery following the parade. Of the 8 arrests in connection with the investigation to date, 7 people have been released pending a report to the Public Prosecution Service. One man arrested for public order offences was charged to appear before court. An Inish Own councillor says that in some cases, efforts to attract members of the diaspora to come home to live in Donegal are being thwarted by planning regulations that make little to no sense in a local context. Councillor Nicholas Crossan was speaking during a discussion on planning at a meeting of Inish Own Municipal District Council, which was told that more applications were processed and received there than anywhere else in the county last year. Councillor Crossan believes decisions made in Dublin are having an adverse impact on Donegal.
There seems to be a planning directive coming down from Dublin that goes into a regional plan, that goes into the Donegal plan, and then goes into the local area plan. And sometimes a one size doesn't fit everybody. We in Donegal County Council are encouraging people back to the county, saying it's a great place to live, it's a great place for education, it's a great leisurely county to come back and live. But when they are coming back then, there's a difficulty in planning.
One of the perennial points for discussion in the chamber has been the lack of a permanent planner at the municipal district offices in Carndonagh. The point's been made before, there used to be an initial planner that someone could come in, have a chat with, and that made the process a lot simpler. Is that part of the answer?
It is and it isn't. I wouldn't hang my cap on that all the time, Donald. You know, the planners that we have in Inishowen at the moment, that are looking after Inishowen at the moment, I can't fault them. Inishowen, as you probably know, is the highest figures of any of the MDs in the county. Our planners are doing well. Whether it would benefit them to be living in Carndonagh or to be working out of Carndonagh is another thing. Sure, to God, if it was welcome. But I think that because of the communications, we can actually work as good out of Lufford or Letterkenny or Carndonagh. It doesn't really matter where the centre might be. I think where we fall down on the planning is the regulation coming out from central government saying that the plans that they're doing in Dublin does not fit rural Ireland, and rural Ireland is being sacrificed.
A Donegal deputy has criticised the government over the disproportionate impact carbon tax increases as well as the rising cost of fuels has had on people in Donegal. Deputy Pat McLaughlin raised the issue in the Dáil earlier this week. He says that people in Donegal are tired of being lectured to regarding the environment when they've been given no alternatives to change by government.
We have a situation where two-thirds of the homeowners rely on home heating oil to heat their homes, and even more if you put in solid fuel. So they heavily rely on these two sources to heat their homes, obviously particularly in the winter time. And despite home heating oil increasing by 130%, leaving a huge impact on families in our county and indeed across the west of Ireland, not one single cent of help was provided by government. Instead, you increased the carbon tax in May even further. So nothing done to help those families. Then let's look at people who have to work and study in Donegal. The public transport system there is not fit for purpose, under-resourced for years, not designed to connect workers to their workplaces. So you have to have a car. If you want to work in Donegal, almost everybody has to have a car. If you want to study in Donegal, everybody has to have a car. So if you are a homeowner to heat your home, if you are a motorist who has to have a car filled with petrol or diesel to get by, you don't have alternatives in Donegal unless you're very wealthy. So what do you do with those people? You don't give them the carrot, you give them the stick every single time. So you lecture people in rural Ireland about their responsibilities, but you never meet your own. You never meet your own. So that's why there's such anger in places like Donegal. And it's only going to grow more and more until you start to listen to them and stand by them rather than give them the stick every time.
The time is 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Oisín is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's 5:15, time to go over to the sports desk and Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with golf. Shane Lowry is now 1 under par on day 2 of the US PGA Championship. The Offaly native has played 12 holes of a second round at Southern Hills and is 4 shots off the lead, which is held by Rory McIlroy. Seamus Power is level through 11, while Padraig Harrington resumes from 7 over this evening. McIlroy tees off shortly after 7:30. Derry City are aiming to close the 7-point gap to SSE Air Trusty Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers when they welcome Dundalk to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium at 7:45 tonight. Jack Malone could return to the Derry squad after a hip flexor injury. Patrick McElhinney is out, while Cameron McJanet remains a major doubt. Also tonight, the battle at the bottom continues. Drogheda United are up against Finn Harps. Dan Bannon will have updates from United Park here on Highland, with the first of those just after the 8 o'clock news. Ellie Gielenzai, Mark Dunlan and Barry McNamee are doubts for Harps, while former Harps man Keith Cowan could feature for the Drogs this evening. Here's former Harps player and manager Anthony Gorman on tonight's fixture.
Well, the one thing about Drogheda, they've got good experience in the squad and they're very well organised. Their style of play sort of varies from three at the back to back four. Keith Cowan's been integral to their good performance this season. He's been unfortunate with the few injuries he's picked up, and that has coincided with Drogheda dropping points. If we look back to the Drogheda performance against Dundalk, where they won 1-0, very well organised, very disciplined. Keith Cowan at the heart of the defence, organising, using all his experience. It's an opportunity for Finn Harps, who again, like Finn Harps, traditionally are well organised and, try and stay in games. So it's one of them games where Harps have to go into the game with a wee bit of hope, try and close the gap on UCD or Drogheda, but certainly don't let Drogheda widen the gap with a victory.
That's Anthony Gorman with his thoughts ahead of Drogheda against Harps tonight in the Premier Division. Elsewhere, fourth place in Pats host Shelburne and Bohemians take on Sligo Rovers. In the northwest of Ulster, Intermediate Cup final this evening, Bunnygee United are taking on Maiden City. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock in New Buildings as Bunnygee, of course, continue on their trail for a hat-trick of cups this season. Cross-channel, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that striker Davoug Origi will leave the club this summer. The 27-year-old is expected to join AC Milan when his contract expires. In Gaelic games, Karen Guthrie has been named to start for Donegal in Sunday's Ulster Senior Ladies Championship final against holders Armagh in Clonus. That is our feature game this coming Sunday, and we'll have full live match commentary as from the 3:45 throw-in. The inclusion of the Glenfinn forward is the only change from the side which lined out in the semi-final win over Cavan. Suzanne White, who replaced Guthrie that day, keeps her place in the 15, with cornerback Niamh Boyle moving to the bench. Shelley Tuig and Tanya Kennedy move positions to the half and full-back lines. Armagh are chasing 3 in a row provincial crowns as Donegal look for a first title since 2019. The winners of this tie will join either Dublin or Meath in Group 2 of the All-Ireland Senior Championship, which also contains Monaghan, while the runners-up will go to Group D along with Cork or Kerry and Waterford. Donegal manager Maxi Kern says Donegal are looking to be more consistent on the big game front.
We've always felt that on a given day we can take anybody. We probably haven't had the consistency and put those kind of victories back to back, so that's something we're aiming for, to try and put that right. And I think as we get more mature as a team and a bit more experience, and that's the beauty of things like the double header the last day, when you're playing against in big crowds and big days like that, it adds to the occasion. And I've said it many times, when you come out the other side of it, you're the better for it. So I think the occasions become less of an issue then the more of them you play in. So look, the fact that we haven't even spoken the fact it's an Ulster final or anything like that, our focus just firmly on Armagh and just trying to get over the line.
Donegal senior ladies manager Maxi Kern, and there's more from Max in the sports section of highlandradio.com ahead of that big final this weekend. In rugby, Ulster host the Sharks in Belfast this evening in the United Rugby Championship. Both teams know that a win would guarantee them a home quarter final in the inaugural competition. Kick-off at the Kingspan Stadium is 7:35. And finally, Northwest Cricket T20 Cup action continues tonight with 5 games down for decision. Burndenham play Fox Lodge, Brigader up against Killiecluny, Bonds Glen meets Strabane, New Buildings face Dunamana, and Ardmore take on Ballyspallin. And that's your sport for the moment, Daniel.
Gormahe agadashin agusinish an nuach das gilaga la Colm Ferriter.
She were mahas a Colm Ferriter and Shaw. Ta ara stach na gaeltachta Jack Chambers I lahar ag ócáid ag an onad tionad scliocta ar an scrabán ingi dór an iu. As eith cospór na hócáidja nua liocta agus forbrot in vuanlíha a chur chontosi sna cantar gaeltachta a ta hart ar an tír. Curu fualcha riva nua liocta agus ran farchiha o ahan charn den tír comai le toscaracht on Europe agus onadíha on Irish Lore MIT ta fásíha ag an Institute Technoliachta in Massachusetts. Ráctal run na gaeltachta an ócáid I go fartíacht le húdaras na gaeltachta MTech agus leis an MIT Technology Review. Chunaliu Crinu Conru Nigilaga, Lahonadiha, O Farchiha, Polachula, Augusto Folachuri, Nyaus Blaha, Las Mui, the Chach Lion, and Chacton Shaw, Contakiart, Thras, Farchi, Alieru, Don Elev Actanish, Renu and Lersu, Marchuj, the Actus, Carta Changa, and Dram Jarag, Bru Grupa, Ata. Lahai Raktiokta Geliga Ohui Don Changa Ave Tarantia and Yis. Leri Utakiar Komai Don La Jarag Atala Hagru Jasaharncha and Kedla August Fihamel Firstia Taharig Sul Gome the Milcha Ilahar Lashul Heg Holland the Kafra Lahelov Don Raktiokt Geliga Agal Privara Nabratanya Boris Johnson and Chartinsha Nuravisha Kurch Emel Firstia. Kurhertus, a lesson more shul egahena clog, egan Colterland, Macadam O'Fear, August Lantishere, Guji, Holland, Catra. Stakinil Ballery, Octanua, Laconu Nigeliga, Scholte, and you, Lacor Common Rath Harn, Attack Claria, Marcade Crave, Co Farcha, Leshan Agriot, Duncade Ura Reeve, Bay, Ya Heis Crave, Econu Nigeliga, Crave Agriocta, August Crave, Co Farcha. Leshan Kenil Valriot, Nua Shaw, Be nis modini agus grupi gelige abalta claru mar crave the hodge Conor na gelige. Sin ma hodge an igolier slan agus banacht.
Weather now to be bright and breezy this evening with sunny spells and some scattered blustery showers, some turning heavy and possibly thundery. Tonight, showers will die away early with some clear spells and a few mist patches forming. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees overnight tonight. This evening's main headlines once again. The Foreign Affairs Minister has said the UK cannot continue to threaten the EU in Brexit talks over the Northern Ireland Protocol. Simon Coveney was speaking after discussions today with the British Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss. The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, has described his meeting with the Taoiseach today as useful. Micheál Martin was in the north for meetings with all main political parties today, where he urged them to work together to form an executive. Donegal County Council has opened the public consultation on the Letterkenny 2040 Regeneration Strategy, which sets out detailed design concepts for 11 key regeneration sites and initiatives across the town centre. And Donegal has once again secured 14 blue flags for its beaches and marinas, the same as last year and the joint highest number in the country, along with Kerry. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have the latest news headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, May the 20th. The death has taken place of Carrie Harvey, Ní Coyle, Tully Gay, Letterkenny and formerly of New Line Road. Carrie's remains will be reposing at her son Andrew and wife Olivia's home at Tully Gay, Letterkenny from 3pm this afternoon with Rosary Nightly at 9pm. Funeral from there at 11:15am on Sunday going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny for 12 noon Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10pm to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Joe Joseph Rooney, Town Parks, Convoy. His remains will repose at Gibson's Funeral Home, Convoy, today and tomorrow from 6pm until 10pm. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9am for 9:30am Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, travelling afterwards to Cavan Crematorium for cremation at 1:30pm. The death has taken place of Mary Hannon, Main Street, Mobile. Her remains will repose at her home today from 4pm until 8pm with house private afterwards. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:40am for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Mobile, followed by burial afterwards in Ballybrack Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed at mobileparish.com. The death has occurred of Brady Grant, 5 Cloncool Park, Buncrana, late of Middle Illies, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill,
with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Margaret O'Brien, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at the McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, today and tomorrow, with visiting from 7 p.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday morning at 10:35 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorther at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Eddie McCaffrey, 52 Leglands Road, Garvaholian, Drumquin. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon for 3 p.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Seamus McCarran, Finney Dirk, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his nephew Fergus Kelly's residence at Gortlet Array, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 2:15 for 3 p.m. funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the old cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.